This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Stephen Greer is going to be joining us here on Earth Day in just about 5 minutes. And it is serendipity, synchronicity, destiny that one of our great reporters, Greg Reese, just so happened to put out this report that parallels what Dr. Greer is going to be talking about. The ultimate false flag, Project Bluebeam on steroids, the fake alien invasion. What are the real extraterrestrials versus the fake ones, ladies and gentlemen? Here's the report.
In this historical time of awakening, there are now millions of souls across the earth witnessing a powerful hidden hand manipulating humanity. Hidden, so it has no name, so it does not exist in the minds of labels and names. Hidden in the shadows, we will call it the Cabal. This great awakening is the greatest threat the Cabal has ever faced. And we have seen this criminal cabal deploy false flag after false flag to maintain their greatest power, invisibility. Here we will explore the most dire false flag event imaginable, the fake alien invasion. The alien UFO phenomena can be traced back for millennia. We could spend days going through the entire alien UFO mystery with all its fascinating half-truths and misinformation. But these details have been made into a distraction. What matters is if it's possible. Is the threat real? The technology exists. Before World War II, Nikola Tesla died, and we are told by the FBI that his groundbreaking technologies disappeared. After the start of World War II, Dr. Walter Gerlach, an expert on the fluorescence of mercury ions in the strong magnetic field, was brought onto the highly classified DeGlock project, otherwise known as the Bell. Surviving documents suggest that the Bell involved strange anti-gravity and time-altering effects. After the war, the entire project disappeared. Several Nazi scientists came to America under Operation Paperclip, where many of them joined Freemason astronauts and Jack Parsons' Satanist rocket fuel scientists to form NASA. Prior to this, the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951 was enacted, which allowed the U.S. government to suppress any new technology deemed a threat to the country. This led to the suppression of Stanley Meyer's water-fueled car, John Hutchinson's mysterious Hutchison effect. And as of 2010, over 5,000 inventions have been rendered secret. Through all this time, UFO sightings became more common. The entire alien UFO phenomena becomes a part of pop culture. The U.S. military develops direct energy weapons. Inexplicable damage seen at the World Trade Center 9/11 attacks and the California wildfires suggest some type of advanced weapon technology that has the ability to melt glass and steel and burns homes into a pulverized footprint of powdered ash. Whistleblowers with Stephen Greer's ongoing disclosure project have witnessed government projects wherein civilians are abducted in fake alien abduction scenarios. They have seen the top secret UFO type crafts that our military is developing, and they claim it would easily fool the public as being alien technology. If the cabal were to deploy the fake alien invasion, it could be game over. The mask mandates have revealed how easily compliant the population is. They will believe whatever they are told. And the rest of us could be wiped out within weeks with direct energy weapons and whatever else they have up their sleeve. We are now seeing a sort of disclosure, as if they are preparing us, continuing to warn us of the alien threat. We know the cabal has the will to do this, and it seems they have the means as well. But if we can destroy this evil cancer, then humanity has a chance. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons, and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass-produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to, I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, long before NASA existed, in every ancient culture, they have carvings and hieroglyphs and Sanskrit of what looks like Apache helicopters, what looks like 747s, what looks like all sorts of Apache helicopters. I mean, just the beginning of it. Why is this carved on the walls at the Great Pyramid in Egypt? What's going on here? And then you have all the secret societies trying to suppress knowledge about this going back. You have Genesis describing things that can only, you know, be what we see in modern UFOlogy, or Close Encounters of the Third Kind is what the book of Ezekiel sounds like to me. So what's really happening here? We know we don't know the real history of the planet. We know it's been shrouded in secrecy. But now, not since the end of World War II, have we seen so much unidentified flying object activity. A lot of people say, well, are there unidentified flying objects? Well, that's just like saying, are there aliens? We know there's a lot of unidentified flying objects. That's anything that you don't know what it is. It could be a weather balloon, could be sunspots, who knows? But clearly, Hollywood and the establishment is preparing us for something big. We've got pieces of this puzzle, but Dr. Stephen Greer is one of the world's foremost, if not the most foremost, authorities on UFOs, extraterrestrial intelligence, and technologies, initiating peaceful contact with interstellar civilizations for over 30 years. I'm not going to go over his whole background of the secret projects he worked in, but he certainly predicted a lot of what's unfolding now, and that gives him a lot of credibility. He's also made quite a few films, like Unacknowledged and Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, and Contact Has Begun. Dr. Stephen Greer on Twitter, Facebook, Dr. Stephen Greer, Instagram, Dr. Stephen Greer, and the website, www.seriousdisclosure.com, like in Sirius the Dog Star. So we appreciate him coming on. We got about 45 minutes in airtime in this hour. I could talk to him for 10 hours. But if you'll just kind of boil down the big picture from your big, vast pool of knowledge, 35,000-foot view, and then drill into all these accelerating occurrences that we're seeing in mainstream media and the Pentagon basically saying, get ready for some major disclosures that you've been talking about for so long.
Sure, and a great intro by Greg Reese. He did a great job with that, by the way. And I think what the public needs to understand is this is a 75-year strategic plan that we're seeing unfurl before our eyes, and it's very worrisome because the prediction was made by no less than the Nazi rocket scientist Wernher von Braun to his spokesperson, Dr. Carol Rosen, who will be with me on this coming Sunday, the 25th of April, doing a 20th anniversary of the Disclosure Project event. And he told her on his deathbed in 1974 and 5 and 6 that there had been a plan made where they would hoax an alien threat, and that this alien threat would be rolled out slowly through an indoctrination and psychological warfare, but there would be a scaling up with all kinds of staged wars. And she actually saw And she worked for an aerospace contractor as one of the first women executives. A plan in the 1970s up and through now to this day outlining things like the Iraq War and 9/11. These were all things that were planned out, if not the specifics of it, the general thrust of it. So this sort of endless war scenario is something that's been known and our group has known about for a very long time. When I first began to brief the director of the CIA, for example, in 1993, Bill Clinton's first CIA director, Woolsey, he and the president were being denied all information on this. Now it's going right mainstream into the mainstream government. But what you're going to notice is that the spin they're putting on it always is that it's a threat to the national security. Now, interestingly, like the videos that you're, some of these you've been showing, those aren't extraterrestrial alien threats. Those are ours. And they're staging these things over our military bases and over our Navy ships to try to present a specter of a threat. And this is the classic false flag operation. And people say, when did it start? I said it started in the mid-1950s. I have a document from the CIA director at that time stating explicitly, and this is in my book, Unacknowledged, that and the documentary as well, that says that the psychological warfare value of this subject should be exploited. And there are a number of attachments that we did not get, but the document makes it quite clear that this is what they would be doing with the UFO subject. So unfortunately, the public, through, as you pointed out, Hollywood, most of the big media, which is all corrupt and embedded into this transnational criminal clandestine organization known as MAGIC, the Majority Intelligence Committee, a great acronym, MAGIC, because they do a lot of dark black magic as well, but we won't get into that. And the Majority Intelligence Committee, those guys have gone through several generations of people, and there's a lot of conflict in that group now, but there's one cell of it that are beginning to, quote, leak, which aren't leaks at all, footage like you've been showing from CNN and news around the world. And invariably, you'll see that the narrative says, oh, this is a threat to our national security. Well, it's kind of absurd because most of the footage they've been showing are footage of our own clandestine anti-gravity aircraft flying over our own bases, U.S. clandestine.
And let's talk about, as high level as you were, the compartmentalization. 99% of the military doesn't know about this. And there's, as you said, a breakaway scientific dictatorship above that. And we should also look at how that recruiting works. How did you get, because I mean, maybe one out of what, 10,000 scientists even gets approached. They approached my dad when he was in high school in Plan 2. He thought he volunteered for NASA. By the time he became a senior in high school, they called him in and said, that's not what we're doing. He didn't like it, so he didn't join the project. But my dad was approached because he had some of the highest test scores in the country.
Well, you know, I started a project that the reason I got on the radar, and of course, I've never worked for the government. I was certainly offered a position. I know your viewers are going to think that I'm making this up, but I'm not. In 1992, the head of Army Intelligence, General Albert Stubblebine III, offered me $2 billion, with a B, dollars, if I would leave my medical career and join their little group of thugs and fascists. And I said, no, thank you. He then went to my wife, who your producer's been dealing with, and tried to convince her to convince me. That is how corrupt this group is. Now, why they offered me $2 billion, I think is because I started, if you go to CE5 contact at your app store, you're going to see we have an app that teaches people how to make contact with the actual ETs, not the fake ones. And we began to do that in the early 90s, and in 1992, we successfully vectored onto a beach near Pensacola craft very close to us, four of them, and this ended up on the front page of the Pensacola paper. And the result of that was that I kicked a hornet's nest, because the next thing you know, I'm being approached by the head of Army Intelligence and people from the CIA and National Security Agency trying to get inside and figure out what the hell we're doing. Because basically what I had to come to the conclusion was that the civilizations, the actual ET civilizations, or people call them alien, I don't use that word because they think you're talking about someone from Guatemala, that those civilizations are very peaceful, but they're extremely concerned about our hostility. And here's what happened, Alex. When we began to detonate atomic and then nuclear, thermonuclear weapons, those not only destroy the area over the Earth where they're detonated, those create a scalar faster than the speed of light, trans-dimensional pulse that actually damages other worlds and the superhighway.
Sure, it's blowing holes in other dimensions.
Correct, and it's very dangerous. And so that's why in the 40s...
That's why all that stuff suddenly showed up as soon as we did it.
Yes, sir. That's exactly... And they know that. But instead of being reasonable, the military-industrial complex that became transnational at the end of World War II, it wasn't just the United States. And on this event, on this coming Sunday, we are going to have Senator John Warner, who is a member of this committee with George Bush Sr. and others, his son, who is also the grandson of Paul Mellon, who is a fascist who started the CIA with Alan Dulles, on record talking about his family's involvement on this. This is an explosive interview. It's a three-hour interview. We're just going to show some clips of it. But he admits that his grandfather, Paul Mellon, went over to Germany.
Wow. I wasn't let in on this. I'm told we have the clips. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Talk to him for 10 hours. I'm going to invite him sometime to come on and do a podcast. We're doing this commercial free. The average of those are at about 2 million viewers. So listeners are really excited about those Saturday podcasts we've been doing live or have been taping to air. Maybe he'll join us in a few Saturdays. But he has this big event coming up on Sunday that I know I'm going to definitely be paying a lot of attention to. This is a shorter segment, a couple long segments coming up. But let me ask some selfish questions. I mean, this all affects us together. But I've known that the globalists are into the occult. I've known that NASA was founded by occultists. That's even mainstream news now. Back when I was talking about it 25 years ago, people thought I was crazy. Just like when you were talking about it, now there's, you know, major network TV shows about it. So you're right, a revealing's happening. But from my research of the Illuminati, going back to Solomon and all this, it's about contacting these other dimensional entities. That's how they're really communicating with them. They're not coming from distant star systems. And whether people believe this or not, the elites do. And now the former head of Israeli intelligence came out, as you know, last month and said, we're in contact with them, we're working with them since Eisenhower. Now, whether that's true or not, the big disclosure you predicted is here, but you said there'd be a false disclosure 20 years ago. And I would listen to you on big national shows like Art Bell and then and George Norrie, and I thought this guy sounds credible, but I'm not going there because all the things he said haven't happened yet. Now it's happening just as you said it would. So I want to speak to that, but first I want to ask you, the globalists obviously have got their own systems, their own advanced technology. That's been leaked. When I was about 7 years old, we were coming back from our ranch in East Texas, driving back to Dallas where my grandmother lived, and we were on I-45. And I'll never forget, my dad goes, look at that. And three stealth fighters that they didn't roll out for 20-something years, 30 years, but they were gray and blue camouflage style, not like the black ones, were flying at 200 feet. And I'm like, those are spaceships. My dad goes, no, those are secret aircraft. Those are some type of advanced aircraft. But I saw what later I saw them unveil in 1989 in, like, you know, 1980 or whatever, or I guess 1979. So that's an example of this. This is a shorter segment, but just big picture here. Who are they communicating with? Because it seems to me like they're communicating with something bad that's anti-human and that the globalists have teamed up with something very evil. And it fits into Christian cosmology.
Well, I think that the what we call these transnational clandestine operations, they're not contacting extraterrestrials. They're contacting beings often from other dimensions, and people confuse these two things. So there are other dimensions that have all kinds of, you know, as Monsignor Balducci at the Vatican said, he says, look, neither demons nor angels need flying saucers. So it's complicated because a lot of people are confusing extraterrestrial intelligence and beings from other star systems, which are quite evolved and universally not hostile, with beings from other dimensions. And, you know, people give me, you know, I know one of the key people of this group. He and his wife are very involved in Satan and devil activity, and they publish some crazy newsletter called The Devil's Hammer and what have you. So, you know, that's sort of certainly not my expertise. I'm dealing more
with... Sure, you brought up Jack Parsons. I mean, it's on record. They were Satan worshippers, Aleister Crowley. So the group running this is into Satanism, and I was asking why.
Well, because they like dark power. It's like someone once told me that some of the people on this committee, they very much get a thrill out of torture, death, destruction. They have this really sickness. And, you know, in medicine, we call these people high functioning sociopaths. And I think that this is a big problem because the very good people, for example, when I've been at the Pentagon briefing, for example, General Patrick Hughes, who was the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency.
Oh, listen, I know a lot of the top people like you do. All of them take this completely serious. The general public.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It's deadly serious, the Pentagon.
Oh, it is. But the thing is that that gentleman wasn't read into or briefed on any of this because he was a good guy. It's like when I was at Lord Hill Norton's home in the United Kingdom, he told me, he was Minister of Defense. He was a five-star admiral. He says, they wouldn't tell me a damn thing about this. I said, no, because you're not willing to go along with a criminal operation that's international that is killing the planet and is doing one war, endless war after another. And they're planning the big one. And the big one is what we're exposing on Sunday at this webinar. It's seriousdisclosure.com. You can find out about it. But we're going to have Senator John Warner's son and his interview there. We're going to have Russian cosmonauts. We're going to talk about what has happened in their country.
Let me ask you this. I privately met with astronauts. They told me similar things. One of them said it on air. And we'll talk about that next segment. But big picture then, what's the timetable for them to do the big fake ET landing? How do you see that unfolding?
Actually, the psychological warfare for that began in the 50s. Many of the events that people know about, like the Cash Landrum affair that happened down there in your state in Texas, that was in reality us test flying an ET craft that went bad that then sprayed radiation on all the people below there. Look up the Cash Landrum case. We're going to have testimony from an Air Force officer, and this Air Force officer was the primary investigator of this accident and said, no, we were piloting that with a man-made plutonium power plant, but it was an ET shell, the infrastructure, the superstructure, I should say, of the craft. So these things have been going on for decades. They get thrown to people as if they were some alien event, and they're glad for the public to do that. Now, the big one that's coming, we're seeing unfurl before our very eyes in the mainstream news media, where every few days the Pentagon is, quote, leaking or confirming some harassment of our Navy vessels and what have you. You notice the language is always threatening. And as one of them recently said, one of the people who's a disinformation agent, Luis Elizondo, said to our attorney, Daniel Sheehan, he said point blank, he says, the only way we can get more money is to present this as a threat. So this is all about a power and money grab. I mean, if civilizations that advanced were actually a threat, it would have been all over, Alex, with the day we detonated that first atomic bomb and it ripped a hole in space-time that went into other dimensions, including other planetary systems, faster than the speed of light. So I think people need to understand that the public, by being brainwashed, and you mentioned this whole COVID situation. I'm a medical doctor, emergency doctor, and some of the things that are being done are really not for public health reasons. They are to control the masses and to beta test their control system over the masses. But that's a warm up to what's coming. And we're like Paul Revere here when we said the British are coming. We're trying to warn people. We're cosmic Paul Revere's, you and me. We're trying to say, look, there's this hoax cosmic threat that they have been planning for 75 years, and now they're starting to unfurl it. And here's how we stop it. This is how we let me explain how we're going to stop this. Expose it. Because if what we're going to do, and this is going to be turned into a documentary, we're going to do an emergency release on a documentary, no commercial distribution. Everyone will be able to put it on their sites, including yours, for free. And it's called The Cosmic Hoax. And it will actually show the technologies, the actual schematics of the man-made anti-gravity craft, the events that they have hoaxed, and what they're planning to do. Because if we can get a billion people throughout the world to see that, it will stop them from doing it. Why? Because we will expose their dirty little trick in advance. And Alex, as you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If we can prove and show to the public this is what they're trying to do, the public won't be fooled the way they were on 9/11. Right?
All right, Dr. Stan Greer, stay right there. We're going to come back and talk about how we can deal with this, because there's no doubt what he's saying 20 years ago is coming true, and there's a lot of documents to back it up. And you had the former head of Israeli intelligence come out and say this just a month ago. We'll be right back.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, and there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 Worldwide, 1776 Worldwide, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I go off the facts, but I couldn't get people to understand the Federal Reserve was private when I was first on air 27 years ago. Now everybody knows that. And I go off the science, I go off the research, and I can tell you, I've been around Hollywood, I've been around some of the globalists. They're all into the occult. None of them are atheist. They believe they're going to become gods and break away with the super science. They believe their main mission is like Arthur C. Clarke's Childhood's End. They've got to get rid of us to then become this god creature. And even Elon Musk meets with the globalists. He's come out and said, I've met with them. They got a plan to get rid of everybody. They pray to AI gods. You've seen Bill Joy of Sun Microsystems write articles and give similar speeches that, you know, hey, does the public know they're planning to get rid of you? Dr. Greer, I know you just go off of your own research, who you briefing President Clinton, seeing him blocked from his investigations. I've seen the prestigious groups that you've interviewed. Guys, can you put it on screen? The retired head of Israeli intelligence basically came out and said that the government's already in contact with these creatures. Former Israeli space chief says U.S. in contact with Galactic Federation of Aliens. And Trump knows. That's Fox News. Now, either he's lying as part of the PSYOP, or it's really going on. I mean, this is here. This is ripe. But then I study DMT, and I've talked to people, medical doctors that have been to these things in Costa Rica and places where 30, 40 people take it. They usually do it at old ritual sites, which I see as like centers where this energy is coming in. And they'll see all the same thing at the same time. It's not laser lights. It's not, they're having a group hallucination, or the veil's being lifted. Something's happening when you take that drug, and we know the optic nerve is blocking out a lot of stuff because we couldn't handle seeing all this. So this is all coming to a head. As you said, two separate things, or hundreds of different things. So your deep understanding of this, try to quantify for folks what's really going on, because it doesn't seem like it's there. It's very biblical that some humans have allied themselves with something that's giving them forbidden knowledge, but only if they agree to destroy humanity in payment.
Well, I think it's a relatively small number of people who are involved with that way out lunatic stuff. But what they're very good at doing is deliberately obfuscating and confusing the picture. So, for example, they will mix in experiences people have had with these beings from other dimensions and call it alien. That's why I don't use the word alien. I use the word extraterrestrial biological entities, civilizations from other planetary systems, and then I'll talk about interdimensional creatures. And these are two separate things. Then the reason they deliberately want to conflate them is that because most people aren't going to understand other dimensions, they can understand, you know, like War of the Worlds or Independence Day, the movie. So what they really want to do is control people through fear and endless war. And the only way to do that is to mix together these various areas of investigation. And they're scientific. Now, I'm going to say something here that's going to probably blow your listeners' minds. I've worked with a man who is a senior engineer at the Lockheed Skunk Works in a place called the Cube under the desert in California. And in that area, they had people hooked up to electronic devices where they didn't need a drug. They could do it electronically, where they could tap into these other dimensions, not extraterrestrials, and bring those monsters into the lab. And they would come into from one dimension into 3D and be running around. Now, I know this sounds like something like out of Stranger Things, but guess what? Those guys listen to what I've been saying over the years, and they turn it into these fictional, you know, silly movies and shows. But the truth is, the deliberate confusion of this. So you have three things going on, and I'm glad you brought this up. You have actual extraterrestrial events. You have interdimensional beings, what you just described, and then you have the man-made craft, but also the stagecraft, because you have intelligence operations that have used, of course, we have an intel guy who's on camera, Air Force, who said, yeah, well, in the old days, we just used short guys or people had deformities and dressed them up to be aliens. But now they have what are called programmed life forms, which are sort of genetically created creatures with integrated circuits in their cerebral cortex.
It's a biological android.
Yeah, and they look like an alien, and they would fool most people, I would say most scientists. But the truth is, they're not. They're man-made, but they have been used in abductions and mutilations and things of this sort. So you have all this stuff. Why are they deliberately mushing all this together? Because it creates a specter of fear. And as Goebbels,
fear of the unknown, they're trying to write the new cosmology and set themselves up as the saviors. It makes perfect sense.
Well, yeah, because then people also, remember, people give up their freedom and their power when they're afraid, and they run the Big Brother. And so they want to create this sort of global Big Brother that everyone will bow down to. And what better way to do it than to have something that they claim is attacking the entire Earth?
Well, remember Henry Kissinger's quote? He later got asked about it. He said, no, I made that quote, where he said, fear of the unknown, fear of the alien, we'll use that to take full control, and the world will accept UN occupation.
Correct. And this is, of course, he was a major architect of these covert programs And you know, he continues to have that influence, decades later. And I've been with a number of people on this committee. And it was very interesting when I was at one of the breaks, we're about to talk about Senator John Warner's son, who's around my age. And he's the grandson of Andrew Mellon, one of the few billionaires at the end of World War II. And he says, look, he told me my whole family are fascists. And at the end of World War II, Paul Mellon went over to Germany and got the Nazi disc and brought it back. It was anti-gravity. It wasn't the ramjet one, the real one. Brought it back with Alan Dulles and General Patton. General Patton was wanting to bring this out to bring, you know, relief to humanity, help rebuild the world. They killed him in what looked like a traffic accident, staged, because General Patton wanted to do the right thing for America and for the planet. So you have these people who are absolutely fascist. And in terms of occult stuff, if you look at the tools and what have you, way back in the Nazi era, those were all people who were into the occult. So there's a dark end to this. Now, there's a very beautiful end of it. And the actual interstellar civilizations are more like the beings in the movie Arrival or A Close Encounters of the Third Kind, that movie. But they don't want the public to know that. And this is one of my concerns about even Fox News and Tucker Carlson. He's only had people on there like Chris Mellon, who is also a Mellon. And Senator Warner's son, John Warner IV, said flat out to me in this interview, you'll see it on clips of it on Sunday when we do this webinar for the 20th anniversary of the Disclosure Project. And he flat out says that he's furious that a fellow Mellon, is lying to the American people. Because what Chris Mellon is saying is, well, they're a threat to the national security, and, oh, we don't know what they are, and we don't know how these move faster than the speed of sound without a sonic boom. And John Warner IV flat out says that's a lie. And it's a lie because they want to preserve the element of surprise by not letting your listeners and the American public know that we already have reverse engineered these ET craft, and we're hoaxing stuff all the time.
Well, what you said 20 years ago, and I listened keenly, you said they're going to start building it up. You're going to see the major governments announce it. They're going to start harassing the military bases. It's going to build to a crisis. And then you get into what happens next. And so far, you've been dead on. So when we come back, the final segment with Dr. Stephen Greer, he's going to lay out that if we're unable to expose this, what's going to happen, what we're going to witness, what we're going to see. And it's just crazy because some of the things he's saying, I personally have run into people that basically told me the same stuff about these projects. And again, I go back to my dad. They tried to recruit my dad in high school and college. And then in Dallas, he was a pioneer in implants just for dental stuff. And they approached a bunch of the top implant people. So we want you to move to Maryland. You're going to be an underground base. 2 months on, 1 month off. We'll pay all this money. It's classified, but it deals with implants and cyborgs. That's industrial level. That's how many professionals they're recruiting. And he didn't even take that job. So that's just with my dad. Those two brushes with this, and then, of course, all the things I've experienced on the globalists throw that the Kissinger group in front of my producer tried to hire me and said, join the New World Order. So, I mean, I know how real this is, folks. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Seminar, but he's great to do an hour and a half commercial free a podcast you do every Saturday now. That's so popular that we post a band on video. So that's coming up in the next 3-4 weeks. Look forward to having him on commercial free so we have a lot more time to talk and not be interrupted. But here's the Fox News article, and it was also in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post. Former Israeli space chief, who's also intelligence head, says U.S. in contact with Galactic Federation of Aliens, and Trump knows. He's very well spoken, he's not senile. Ishid told Israel's Yadot newspaper that humanity's not ready for the public disclosure of extraterrestrials, who he claims currently are in talks with government agencies on our planet. There's an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens. They signed a contract with us to do experiments here. From what you know, Dr. Greer, is this the more disinfo? Is this part of the plan building this up? Because he's not saying they're a threat. But in all the propaganda we see, they are saying they're a threat. So what's going on here?
It's both. Now, remember, when someone like this leaks or says something, that's been cleared, and it has one part truth and then another part that's not. And that's the way you get disinformation out, to brainwash the public, is that you always include some of it has to be true. So what part of it is true? President Eisenhower did have meeting with extraterrestrials near Muroc, California, in 1956. I have the French intelligence service gave me documents about that when I was doing things with President Sarkozy and his Ministry of Defense a few years ago. Now, what happened, and it's more complex, Eisenhower wanted to do something that would be a peaceful contact with these civilizations and roll down the Cold War that was starting up, because he was wearied out by World War II and wanted the world to be peaceful. And also, there were some wondrous technologies that would benefit all of humanity. I mean, all this stuff about global warming and pollution, yeah, the world's polluted. It's a cesspool, but it doesn't have to be. So that could have happened. Here's what happened instead. People like Paul Mellon and Alan Dulles and people at the CIA who were tied into these global clandestine organizations, they stopped Eisenhower, and Eisenhower died a very bitter, sad man about this issue. And that's why he gave that speech when he left office just before Jack Kennedy came in, beware the military-industrial complex. I mean, this is a five-star general saying that. So, yes, there were...
He also said, and they never played the full speech, 21-minute farewell address. He says there's a technological elite in control of this that's taking over.
Yes, correct. And that had already happened to him, because I've interviewed people who worked with Eisenhower who said he was basically pushed out. Now, why did that happen? Because they didn't want peace. They want endless war. And so some of what the general in Israel said is true, but the implication that there's some kind of ongoing cooperation is not. And it's because the extraterrestrial civilizations, they are not wanting to go along with something where we're going to be putting endless weapons into space and having interplanetary conflict. And let me say something else about the technology. Everyone has heard of mutual assured destruction, MAD. If we had a nuclear war, it would end all life on Earth, full stop. If you were to engage the technologies that allow for interstellar travel, which is 1,000 times more powerful than a hydrogen bomb, into an exchange of warfare, it would be over writ large in a nanosecond. The entire Earth would be cut in half and would become rubbish out in space. So the idea that we're going to have this space war is ridiculous. Now, unfortunately, I was involved in providing briefing materials to President Trump and Pence. I'll say that now publicly, they're out of office. They had been brainwashed by members of this cabal, as Greg Rees called it, that there was this threat that we needed to fight. And unfortunately, they were presented with a false narrative.
Well, that's huge news. Give us more details. So you briefed directly or through their subordinates, the president, vice president?
Through a very close friend of Mr. Pence's family, and who's also very close friends with the president and his son. And so I was providing these materials. Unfortunately, it was late in the game, then the election and all that debacle happened. But what we were trying to do, we learned that he and key members of the Senate had been targeted with disinformation, and that it had worked, and that they had unfortunately created a crisis within the administration on this issue, and I was trying to resolve it when, of course, the election happened and all hell broke loose. But the reality of it, and I haven't spoken of this, I can prove what I'm saying, by the way. We have documents to prove this. The unfortunate thing is that the president, when you get into the White House, if you're, you know, a governor from Indiana like Mr.
Pence, you're totally surrounded, you're compartmentalized. I mean, they yes. admit that they would take executive orders he signed and throw them in the trash.
Yes, and not only that, but if you're wanting to find out about something, what are they going to do? They're going to cherry pick and even make up evidence to move you in the direction they want you to move in.
Sure, that's why you didn't believe the intelligence briefing. So let me ask you this. I know you're looking at this ballpark, dead reckoning it, but clearly they're building up towards something big. Any time frame? Where will they have the aliens, the fake aliens land? Will they have them attack? I mean, because all the Hollywood is always they attack. And clearly, that's where this is going.
Yeah, there's a new Apple TV series or show about this. It's going to be sort of a redux of, like, Independence Day sort of nonsense. My understanding is that could have happened quite a number of years ago, but there are people like myself and my group that have been running interference on it. And there's some people very angry with us about this. The way we're going to stop it, if we can, is to get billion people or 2 billion people to understand the actual technologies humans have that would enable them to hoax this. Because right now, if you go to Fox News, no one on that network is allowed to say Lockheed.
Oh, I know. When I talk to really smart people, Lockheed Martin, the Skunk Works, when I talk to them, they think it's more crazy that the Pentagon has advanced technology that they even have admitted they have versus aliens. They think it's more likely it's aliens when it's obviously taking off, flying around. People thought the Elon Musk satellites were aliens, even though he told them that he was launching a bunch of satellites. And what do you think of Elon Musk?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I think he's not going to bite the hand that feeds him at this point, because he's getting so much money for SpaceX. There are big financial interests behind that. And as you know, the Tesla car is not a Tesla. His Tesla motor company, if it was a true Tesla, would not have to be plugged into the coal-fired grid. It would be pulling energy out of the zero-point energy.
Sure, I'm just saying, from your sources, there's different arms of this thing. Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
I think he's sort of in the middle trying to get power and move up the chain. That's how I would see that. I was talking about Senator John Warner. You know, he was a conservative Republican from my state here, Virginia. He was a very low-level person who was read into this. He was not involved in the criminal activities. So, people have to understand the compartmentalization, and there's a rank and file and order of these covert operations, which are called unacknowledged special access projects. That's why we did the documentary Unacknowledged. It's had 650 million people around the world see it, by the way. So I think what we're trying to do is, put this together in a way the public can also take an action path. So when we create this documentary, we're going to release it to the public open source, basically, to use
the technology. That's beautiful. Listen, we're almost out of time. And by the way, you're not exaggerating. I've seen your films up there with like on one platform, 190 million views. So just one of your films, I guess, on YouTube. I saw a year ago or so. You're seeing that one film, total platforms, 600 plus million. That's got to be the biggest online film ever.
Yes, it is. And a lot of those were black sites because, we had a film distributor's commercial. Frankly, I'm a retired doctor. I don't really give a rat's ass about money. I care about getting the truth out. Look, my wife and I are going to have our 42nd anniversary in August, and I'm expecting my 11th grandchild. I want to see a beautiful planet left for them, right? I know that's what you want, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, tell us one more time about the special Sunday event, because I want to watch that as well.
Yeah, so you can go to SiriusDisclosure.com, SiriusDisclosure.com, and it's going to be a five-hour webinar with Wernher von Braun spokesperson, myself. We're going to have Russian generals and cosmonauts confirming that the extraterrestrials are here, but they're not hostile, and confirming.
Well, by the way, a bunch of the astronauts at the moon, they reported they were being followed.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, and of course, I think my uncle worked on designing the lunar module. That landed on the moon in 1969 with he worked for Northrop Grumman. Oh, it was Grumman back then.
Well, my buddy died. So, he was talking about this on a longer show. My buddy died a few years ago, but he's on the famous Apollo program, Mission 1. He had two backups. He's the main guy running the radio and the TV cameras on the moon. He said, undoubtedly there was stuff up there following around, but they'd have guys come in and say, don't talk about that. There's definitely stuff going on out there. All right, yep. Dr. Greer, thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you. Folks, the film is available on DVD. Again, they've been suppressing it. It's been banned off Amazon. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We're selling them as low as $3.95 a piece. You can give them to folks at InfoWarsStore.com. And it deals with the whole globalist depopulation program. All right. We've got more on this in the Stuart Rhodes in studio coming up. Stay with us. Hour number three.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.